Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Tzadikei, mitzvah 295. As we get into two new mitzvahs, unrelated to what we've spoken about before, the mitzvah of Chilul Hashem and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Tzfas Emes points out that first the Torah tells us the Isser of Chilul Hashem because of its important nature. It's maybe the most... the Avera that we have to be most careful about from all Averas. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that it's almost impossible to do tikkun, to do tshuva for Chilul Hashem. After all, how would one do tshuva for Chilul Hashem? So maybe we'll talk about that a little later. But that's first we have the mitzvah of Chilul Hashem, and then we have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem based on the Psukim in the Torah. At the end of Perach HaBeis and VaYikra, the Torah tells us, V'lo sachalalu Hashem kachi v'nigdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. At the end of the whole section related to Karbanos and Bali Mumin and bringing proper karbanos and tamim, ushvarta mitzvosa vasisim osam ani Hashem, you shall guard my mitzvahs, do them, and don't be mechalel, desanctify, don't desecrate my holy name, v'nekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem akadashchem. I am Hashem, your God, that sanctifies you, hamotiyaschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyoslachem elokim, ani Hashem. So first, the first phrase is, v'lo sachalalu es shem kadshi. So, pashtus, what does that mean? Says Rashi on the pasuk, "V'lo sachalalu la'avar al devarai mezidin." Any avera, every avera could be included in Chilul Hashem. Every time we don't listen to God, mimash v'shenemar v'lo sachalalu matam lo v'nekdashti masorat tzmacha v'kadei shemi. The additional point of not only don't be mechala, but also sanctify. That we'll talk about all the details of the mitzvahs where we have to give our life for God's name. Yochel b'yachid, you might think this is only in private, tamalomar, or even in private, tamalomar, but tofone Yisrael, only in public, as we will see. But that is the mitzvah of today, and the next mitzvah, of lo sachalo Hashem kachi, not being mechalo Hashem shemayim, and kiddush Hashem. The Minchas Chinuch discusses both of these mitzvahs together, reif sadek hei, reif sadek vav, so we will also touch on some of the related items together. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, shenimnanu michil Hashem, v'hu hefech kiddush Hashem, we are commanded not to be mechalal shem shemayim. As we mentioned in the past, the word chilul, chalal, means a vacuum, empty space. Chalal means a corpse, empty of life. A chalal is somebody who used to be a kohen, who is no longer a kohen. A chalal is anything that is missing and lacking something that it had previously. So chilul Hashem is where we remove, chalal is outer space, right? It's empty of life, of the atmosphere. So chilul Hashem is where we empty the space from God's name. God's name is everywhere, Melokh Alaris Kvodo, and if we desecrate it, so we are kaviyachal removing God from that area, and that's a chilul Hashem. Namnu b'chilul Hashem v'hu hefech kiddush Hashem. The opposite of kiddush Hashem shin stavina b'kamosha kasavna l'mala, as we are going to see in the next mitzvah. Shne'emar v'lo sechalu Hashem kachi. The kasav amatik b'shem harambam zechrono l'vracha. And we learned in the quotes the Rambam. This is the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs right here. V'ha'avon hazeh yuchulak l'shloshah chalakim. There are really three sections of this aveira. Three areas of chil included in chilul Hashem. Hashnayim al haklal v'echad al haprat. Two of them have to do with the entire Jewish people. Everyone is included in the first two parts of chilul Hashem, and the third one will be specifically on a Talmud Chacham, as we'll see. V'achelik v'echad al haklali. The first point is shekol mishi yevukash bimenu la'avor al mitzvah min ha-mitzvos b'shas hashmad. If we are ever asked to violate an aveira at a time of religious persecution, Shas Hashmad, V'haya ha'ones miskavin lahavir bein b'mizas kalas bein hachamuros, and the person who is forcing us throughout history, how many nations have done this to us, that who's the one who is forcing us to violate any of the mitzvahs, O misha yivukash mimeno lavra alavot azara gilarash v'chaz damim, or any of the big three aveiros, afilu shalom b'shas Hashmad. As we know, the big three, as the Chinuch will talk about more in depth later, Avodah Zara, Gilei Arayah, Shvichas Damim, those, even if it is not a time of religious persecution, those three automatically, both of those, that case, and the case of Or, B'shas Hashmad, Hu Chayiv Sheimtzer Nafsho V'Yeharik Baal Yavar, even though it says in the Torah, V'Chay Bohem, mitzvos aren't supposed to kill us, and therefore, by almost all mitzvos, by 362 of the Los Ases, if somebody says, violate the Aveira, or I'll kill you, and it is not a time of religious persecution, we are supposed to violate the Aveira, we're supposed to be Mechal Shabbos, we're supposed to eat Shreif, we're supposed to wear Shatnez, we're supposed to do any of the Aveiras, but when it comes to these three, or any Aveira, B'shas Hashmad, we have to give our life. V'im Avar V'lo Neherad, and if I transgress, and I violate, and I'm not killed, let's say somebody, Rachmanel Aslan, can't stand up to the pressure. bow down to Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you. They bow down to Avodah Zarah. So what Avera did they violate? They can't get the Avera of Avodah Zarah. There was Ones. They were forced. But they do get the Avera of Chil Hashem. Kvar Chil Hashem Barabim. V'Avar Al Amru V'Lo Sechalu Hashem Kadshi. V'Chet'o Atzum Ma'od. And it is a tremendous chet. Again, we have to realize we are God's servants. And the ultimate purpose, as we'll talk about in the next mitzvah, is to be totally subservient to him. And just like there is Lahavdil, the Secret Service will take a bullet for the president because of their loyalty to the president, we got to take a bullet for God. And if it's very few situations, but if it's one of those situations, then God expects us to act for him. Amnam, but continues the chinuch, in a loke b'avrishuanus, as we said, but he's ones, he's forced to, he's not going to get punished for this because he did not violate the specific aveiros of Avodah Zarah, of murder, v'chulu. He was ba'onis, but he did violate Chilul Hashem. L'fishein lebesdin sheyekaimu gvul malchus, ohereg, ela b'mezid baratzon beid masra. The only time we're going to get malchus or misa is if we did it willingly with witnesses in order to betray Hashem. But if that wasn't our ulterior motive, our motive was ultimately because we were forced, so Bezdin is not going to punish us. V'lashon Sifra, and he quotes the Medrash that brings this out. Benosi Mizar Lamolach, one example where we are forced to do Avodah Zarah, V'samti Ani Es Panei B'Yishahu, God says, I will place my face relating to this man, Amru Tzacharnam Lavracha, Hahu V'lo Anus, V'lo Shogig, V'lo Muta. Any type of mistake, any type of forcing us to do it, that is not going to be included. But that is all Chilul Hashem number one. Chil Hashem number two. Part two of this Isser says the Chenefa Chelek Hasheni Aklali, Sheyasa Adam Avera Ein Taiva Bovalo Arevus, Aval Yechavein Pu'ula Sola Hachis. Part one of Chil Hashem was one of the Averas that we're forced to do. Part two is, as I mentioned before, any Avera that we do, to we want to rebel against God. We've had enough. We want to be Lahachis. V'zeh Kamochin Mechal Hashem Shemayim V'yokeh. Besides the Avera itself, I'm going to wear shatnez because I'm upset about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Chas V'Shalom. So I'm going to do an Avera. So that's Chil Hashem. And it's with a Maisa, and therefore I'm going to get Malkus for that. Not only for the Avera that I do, but also for Chil Hashem. Lefichach Amar, Velosi Shavu Vishmi LaShaker B'Chilat Hashem Alakecha. As it says, don't take my name falsely and be Machal Hashem. Shezeira Hach Asa Bazeh Adavar Vein Arevus Gashmi Bazeh. So therefore that is part two. Part one, again, forced to do an Avera. Part two, if I do it willingly, lahachis, to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two. And then we have part three, which maybe is the scariest of the parts. V'chelek asher alaprat. This is all from the Rambam as well. Sheyase ish mufursam begimilas chasadim v'aisem tovim maisa echad sheyira l'rapim shehu Avera. If there is somebody that is known to be a Baal Chesed, he's known to be someone who stands for Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, then he has a higher standard. Because if somebody sees a Talmud Chacham act in a certain way, even if other people act that way, they won't think anything of it. If a Talmud Chacham does this and cuts corners and does something like that, so that creates Chil Hashem. Ukegon Hamaisa Ahu Ein Oroi L'Kamoha Isha Chasid Ahu Sheyaseyu Avabishu Maisa Heter, even though it's Mutter Chil Hashem, that is a Chil Hashem. An example is given in Meseches Yuma Daf Peivav, the end of Yuma, Heichi Dami Chil Hashem. What are examples given? Kegon Ana, some Amoram say to Shakilma Bistra Mi Beitavchav Lo Yavin Et Meila Alter. What Amora says, if I ever buy something on credit, That's a Chil Hashem. Everybody buys on credit. No, because if somebody sees and they'll think, oh, he's not going to pay. There's some, I have to be on an even higher standard, say one of the Amoraim. Rebbe Ploni Amar, a different Rav says, Kugon Anad de Masginar, but Amos Bol Torah Blot Tefillin. If I ever go somewhere and they see me without a Sefer, they see me without learning, so that's a Chil Hashem, because I represent Torah. And if I'm not doing, if I'm not fulfilling, then that itself could be a subjective Chil Hashem. But we have to realize that this could apply to anyone who's wearing a yarmulke. The whole world is looking at us. We are an Or LaGoyim. We are a Mamlechus Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. We are all judged to a higher standard. The state of Israel is judged to a higher standard. Right? All Jews are always judged to a higher standard. And therefore, says the Chinuch, quoting the Rambam, this could be, we have to be so careful relating to the issue of Chil Hashem. It's even a number of beautiful stories quoted in the Yad Torah. Quotes from the Beis Yisrael. Quotes one time he was, it was late at night and he was driving and he stopped at a red light. And it was the middle of the night, there was nobody there. So one of the workers on the, who was standing outside by the kvish says, he says, honey, just go. There's nobody here. Rebbe, Ein Chatzorach Limana, Milav Ramzar Adom. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody here. Just go. It's not a bad neighborhood. There's no sakana. Just go. The Rebbe waited until he turned to green, and then he went. And as he's passing, he hears the worker say, oh, Zerav. Kasher Loroim Et Masa, B'cheshkas Alayla, Hu Noekim Mishchayev Apiachok. That's somebody great. And the Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, turns to the Hishamish, who was in the car. He's like, you see the kind of level that I have to be on? Not out of gaiva, but out. This is his position. If he's in a certain position, then yeah, we have to treat ourselves properly. And because people look at us in a certain way. And this is something that comes up in many different areas. Again, this is something very serious, though. The Reb Lozmi Metz, the Sefer Yerayim, the Chavetz Chaim, liked to quote the Sefer Yerayim. And many times when he quoted this Yerayim, he started crying when he quoted this Yerayim. Reb Lozmi Metz in Simon Shin Mem, on the mitzvah of Chilul Hashem, he says, Mikra zed no kev yored an hatahom. This mitzvah goes to the depths. Ubeferish lav zed yidvu kala devuyim. And we have to be very depressed if we really think about this issur. Ki chol Hashem yeshnu b'kama drachim ve'ein lahem shir. There is no shir, there's no limit. Shekala mavaza afilu mitzvah achas. U'meikil klal b'kvot shamayim nikar mechalas Hashem. If I do anything that is inappropriate in the eyes of God, not only is it the Avera per se, but it's chol Hashem. V'im hu lo me Torah, tzorach shish v'asom menekir. And the higher we are, the higher we have to be. This isn't to say that, okay, I'm not going to learn. I'm not going to be known as a good... upstanding Bet Torah, because I'm going to be on a higher level. No, of course not. We have to try to be as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we can. And we have to take the responsibility with it. What, if somebody doesn't want to be promoted to partner? Oh, all the responsibility. I can't, everybody's going to be looking at me. No, of course. You want to be partner, and you want to have the responsibility, and the privileges. So too, we want to be as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we can to have the privileges and to have the responsibilities. And again, quoted here, the Chavetz Chaim, sometimes when he was later in life, sometimes he had stomach issues and he had difficulties coming to davening. And sometimes if he would come, sometimes he would come late. But if he would come late, he would make sure everybody knew that he didn't just stop walking late. And people would think that the Chavetz Chaim, maybe he would go to the second minyan, maybe he'd go to a different shul. He davka would bent over backwards to make sure that it wouldn't be Achil Hashem. And his grandson even said sometimes when he was in shul and he was too much in pain to daven, but he didn't want people to think it was a davening. So in Meir, if he would just like call out, Amar Baravim, he'd call out, Shalakech HaMemes, like just saying psukim, so people will think that he is davening because he was the Chavetz Chaim. And the Chavetz Chaim, obviously, even though Ha'an of Mikol Adam, but he has to hold himself to a certain level. Finishing up this section, Shorish mitzvah zu v'ksasti nekol en yoneh kimin hagi, kasati mitzvah kiddush Hashem, look in the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, which I wrote in Asei Vav. He's referencing here how the Sefer Chinuch used to be formulated. You have all the Aseis and then all the Los Aseis, the way we have it. It's all Keseder Apsukim, and therefore the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is right in the next mitzvah. If you look in the post, and the post can bring up an interesting question. Actually, a couple of points to mention here. First of all, the question is, do you make a bracha on this mitzvah? Kiddush Hashem, Rachmana Litzlan, we shouldn't know from this. We should just talk about it in the Beis Medrash. But it was an actual Shailon, Shuvas Mimam Makim. Rav Ashi was asked in Chelek Beis Simin Dalet in the Kovna Ghetto, does one make a bracha on Kiddush Hashem? They know they're about to be killed. Do they make a bracha? Asher Kiddushan, B'zadizan, L'kadish Shmo Barabim. This was a L'maisa Shaila. So the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in Yoredeya, and Kufnun Zayin, in the Siman on Kiddush Hashem, that yes, you make that bracha. And a holdover of that bracha is what we have in our Sidurim, by Karbanas. Baracha, M'kadish Shmo Barabim, Shema Yisrael, Shema L'keno, Shema Echad. Right, so that's all over. So the Pisrei Tshuva quotes that from the Shlach Kadosh, and the Karban Nisanel quotes this in Psachim in the first parak. So our number of Achronim say that this is a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah to make a bracha on. The Maharam Shik, star pupil of the Chassam Sofer, does not think a bracha should be said based on, interesting, the Gemara that we just all referred to on Pesach. Why don't we say Hallel on Shvi Shal Pesach? Ho Hallel, because the Gemara says, Chazal say, the Medrash, Masayave, Tfuim Bayam, Matemor Mamshira, the Egyptians are all being killed. You're going to sing there? You're going to sing Hallel? So just like it's inappropriate, when the Egyptians are being killed, so too, says the Maharam Shik, when a person is being killed, it's inappropriate. So that is a Chiddush. Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Menachas Asher, right here on our Pasha, he says, how could you compare a bracha to Hallel? Fine, Hallel is an extra super praise of God, but a bracha? Before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. So he does not think that's a reason why one shouldn't say a bracha, but he quotes two other reasons why he thinks it might be inappropriate to say a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Number one is based on the Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba is Siman Yud Ches, which is one of the crucial sources for all of Hilchos Brachas, knowing which mitzvahs you say a bracha on, which mitzvahs you don't say a bracha on. The Rashba says you never make a bracha on a mitzvah that's totally based on other people's actions. Meaning, kibbutz av aim, you don't make a bracha on because maybe my father's not going to take it. You don't make a bracha on stucco because maybe the ani is going to throw it back on my face. You don't make a bracha on anything that's totally bedas acherim. That's the Rashba. The Ravid says something similar, but the Ravid Hilchos Isha says you'll make a bracha on getting married after you get married. We don't do that. We make a bracha before. We make the bracha of Tzivan al Arayos, Vaslan al Arusos, and then you put the ring on the finger. The Ravid says, but what if she says no? And then he's going to be a bracha levatala under the chuppah. So the rabbi says make the bracha afterwards. But either way, says Rav Asher Weiss, anything you see from there, tali b'das acher, there's no bracha. So, suggests Rav Asher Weiss, maybe that's a reason here. What if the Anas decides not to kill the Jew? So if he decides not to kill the Jew, then what, it's a bracha levatala? So therefore, suggests Rav Asher Weiss, no bracha, number one. He does quote, though, that the Shlach HaKadosh says that, no, even if he decides, you did the mitzvah. The mitzvah was the mesiras nefesh. You were ready to give your life, and you gave your life. So he decided not to do it, but he still did the mitzvah. You still yotze the mitzvah. The concept of da'afin basof lo yargenu agoy mikomako kiyei mitzvah zu be'etzem hismasru sola hariga. So v'yishlayin bazeh, maybe you get a schar kimisha nenas v'lo asa, kilu asa. Either way, that is reason number one why he thinks maybe no bracha. A second reason why he says maybe no bracha, and that is, and this one he suggests and accepts as a good svara without rejecting it, and that is, maybe there's only a birchas mitzvah on an action mitzvah. If I'm doing an action, a mitzvah that requires an action, that's when I make the bracha. I make a bracha and I do the act. But if there's a mitzvah, which comes up a couple of times, not always, if there's a mitzvah to do something b'shev al tas and not to do an act, there's a mitzvah d'araisa not to cut the corner of my field, to leave over peya. There's no bracha on that because you don't do anything. You leave it over. Says Rav Asher Weiss, you never find a bracha on a mitzvah b'shev al tas. See, here too, what are you doing? The mitzvah is that you're being killed. There's no action on your part, so therefore there shouldn't be a bracha. But after he says this, I know these are beautiful svaris, but what can I do? Many achronim say you shouldn't make a bracha. So batla daiti, and we have to follow what the poskim say in terms of brachas. Number one. Number two, there is a discussion in Rabbeinu Bachai. There is a discussion in Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says there is a way to fix Chilul Hashem. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, thank you. On our pasuk, va'amnam matzinu takana la'avon chilul Hashem kisheyekadesh es Hashem kineged mashachilel kiddush Hashem kitzav chilul Hashem. Maybe that's another reason, besides what the Sfasema said before. Another reason why chilul Hashem comes first in the Torah and then kiddush Hashem, because we have to know it's like a tikkun, it's like a lava nita glase. Lakach samach lo v'nikdashti ukeinyan hacholi sheinu misrape ela behifucho. Like somebody who's sick, who only gets better with the opposite. So then, so to hear, maybe, again, there's no other choice besides the Rambam says. You have to, besides Mises, the only thing is Machaper, but Chilul Hashem, the parallel is Kiddush Hashem. Once we have Rabbeinu Bachai open, we'll do the end of his piece, which is not so famous, but it should be made more famous. Rabbeinu Bachai says at the end, right here, at the end of Perachav Beis, that Chazal learn out the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which is the opposite of today's mitzvah, Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Barabim, which all of us fulfill. We don't even realize that we fulfill it. Every time we answer Yehi Shmei Rabba, we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Barabim. Every time we say Baruch Hashem Barach, Baruch Hashem Barach Lo Ba'ed, that's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Daraisa. You don't have to give your life. That's an extreme form of the mitzvah. But even being Mekadi Shem Shemayim. What's the source of that? That a Davar Shebek Dusha Barabim requires 10. So the Gemara in Brachas tells us, based on Gzeir Shava, a double Gzeir Shava, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, our Pasuk, I will be sanctified amongst B'nei Yisrael, and it says, by Korach Yibadu Motocha Eda, and then you add on the Meraglim also, Eda, Eda by the Meraglim, that's 10, and then Toch by Adas Korach, Malahalan Asarav Kanasara. So you learn from all of those Gzeir Shavas that you need 10 people for a minion, for Davar Shebek Dusha. The problem is, what many are bothered by, but this is the Gemara, we learn out Davar Shebek Dusha from the Meraglim. You need minyan based on the Meraglim? Those weren't tzaddikim. Maybe they used to be tzaddikim. But that's the Meraglim? That's the source? So Rabbeinu Bachai quotes a different source. Upirish Rabbeinu Yaakov. Shein nuschazu medukdekes. Shein lahavi raya me'asara Meraglim l'davar shebekdusha. He says, this is what the Gemara should say. Ach yitoch toch. Ksiv hacha v'nekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael v'ksiv hasam. He calls a pasuk by the Shvatim. Lishbar b'soch habayim. Another gzeira shava. By the Shvatim, not by the Meraglim. Malahal nasarav kanasara. V'yachshav yavi raya me'asara achay Yosef shayit tzadikim l'davar shebikdusha. So that's a very important different, a girsa change, where Rabbeinu Bachai, that the source for 10 for davar shebikdusha is not the Meraglim, but it is the Shvatim. Nafkamina, I saw one of the Achronim say, Nafkamina, between these sources are, could you count Rishaim for a minion? So we paskin, you can. We paskin, you can count a Rasha for a minion. Maybe that's the Nafkamina. If you learn from the Meraglim, then you can. If you learn it out from the brothers, you cannot. And as Achron, I forgot where I saw it, he also says maybe a sniff to say that maybe you shouldn't be able to count Rishaim is that we know the Ktores was made out of 11 special spices, and one of them spelled very badly. The Chelbana, it was put in there to show Achtus. But why were there 11? Why weren't there just there 10? Maybe it's symbolic of 10 as a minion without this, without the Chelbana. But even you bring in the Chelbana, because you want the Achtus. But that's just the Dvar Hashkafa and the Drush. But Mikra Adin, the Pashas, is the Gemara that we have, the Girsa that we have, not the one Rabbeinu Bachai quotes, and that is the Makar of the Meraglim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow Hashem will talk a lot more about Kiddush Hashem and the source of Kiddush Hashem besides the Psukim. We'll talk about the Kal V'Chomer from the Tzfardeya, the frogs, and we'll get into, Be'ez Hashem, as many details as we can in terms of the Big Three and other related issues of Kiddush Hashem.